Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sure right about now there's some damn movie star on the Oscars who's giving a political rant. You want to rant politically?
No, not till later. No, not till later. Yeah, I got to wind later. Up for that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got to wind up.
Drink another beer.
Exactly.
Show,
time to break up the whiskey.
We had another great show last week. If you missed it, you can hear the replay, but we're going international. 14.6% of our listeners came from China and the Federation of Russia. So the Russian Federation.
We're in collusion. We're in collusion.
Yep, we're in collusion. But damn, I mean, only 62% of our listeners are from America. So it's kind of interesting. We're going global.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. That's the weird part.
And by the way, I do have a rant before we proceed.
Good.
You know, we do a lot, I think, for the foodie industry. I've been doing this crap for, about 6.5 years. You've been on the radio now for about two and a half years?
No, try for like four.
Has it been that long?
Actually, at least four.
Oh, time flies when you're having fun. But here's my rant.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's my rant. After all these years and probably 400 guests and God knows how many shows, I think it's more than 400 guests, each Sunday I will advertise a show just quickly. I don't do a whole lot of promo. I do it, you know, a little bit during the week, and then on Sunday I post a couple of posts, and I will go to groups, and I will post our show on groups, you know, like barbecue groups and hot sauce groups and foodie groups.
Right.
And then I get a text message from someone that they don't approve of me advertising our show, I won't say their name, on their group. Oh, kiss my ass. Jesus Christ. I've been part of that group for how long and what we do for everybody. And my rant tonight is we don't ask for anything. We don't get paid for this. We help people in the foodie industry.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, it's not like we're making money on this. It's like we're doing this for the betterment of humanity itself.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
It tasted that good, huh?
Yes, it did. Anyway, that's all my rant. And for those folks that I'm upsetting, you know, we should start a closed group too, by the way, John. I don't know what we'll call it. Like, you know, maybe we'll call it a kiss my ass group. But, yeah, we need to set up a closed group so that only certain people can post in it.
You can set it up so nobody can post without somebody saying okaying the post.
Well, there you go. You know, speaking of China and Russia, let's do that. All right.
See.
All right. Anyway, tonight, if you're joining us, you probably already know. But if you don't know and you haven't read either my post on one of the damn groups, we have on a show two guests, two award-winning guests of their own who should also be on the Oscars. We have Marie Paisano, and we have Mr. I think he's a chef, isn't he? Chef Hoboken Eddie. They'll be joining us.
He might as well be. I mean, the guy is a man amongst men, so.
I think he is an official chef. We'll have to ask you when he comes on. But before we do that, I will take a moment and let my radio partner here plug his company because that's what he gets out of this. You got anything to say about DefCon sauces?
Yes, matter of fact, there is. We have till tomorrow night. It started last weekend. Till tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight, we have 25% off all DefCon products, edible products, no clothes. They cost too much. All the wing sauces, the horseradishes, the dry rubs, all kinds of stuff, 25% off all individual items. Hey, take advantage of it. Everybody else is. We actually are actually out of jerky right now. I'm supposed to be taking over to Pennsylvania tomorrow to pick more up. So you'll get the fresh stuff if you order now. That's about it. I'm pretty much done. But, yeah, I understand about the group thing. I'm in a lot of hot sauce groups, and the thing that really pisses me off is when people carpet bomb, like 14 different sites with the same goddamn message. It pisses me off. It's like, okay, you're on my feed, and here, wham! Just hit like 14 freaking. That's annoying. That's freaking annoying.
Well, I did hit six, and there's the six that I usually hit, and I added a new one tonight, which I probably shouldn't have without asking for their damn permission, but.
Oh, please.
I'll never do that again.
Are you taking away from their readership? No.
No. I won't.
You know, that's what you look at. I mean, you say it's like a pissing contest. Oh, you can't join my group because you hurt my feelings. Well, bite me.
Well, no, I'm part of their group, and here's the funny part. If you got right down to it, I'm not going to point any fingers and say any names out loud. But if you got right down to it, I'm probably one of their biggest supporters and talk about the shit that they talk about all the time. I'm probably like the ambassador of their products and things that they talk about, but I will not post about our radio show on their damn closed group anymore.
It's just stupid. I can't stand people like that. But anyway, whatever.
All right. Well, I've done my Oscars night rant. Okay, so we ought to bring on our guest. as I said, Marie Paisano and Hoboken Eddie McCarthy. If I push these buttons right here, this one and this one, we should have our guest. Let's see here. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Eddie, you there?
I think so.
Eddie. Hi, there he is. Hey, welcome to the show.
Am I here?
Am I the only
You're there. You're there. All right. Before we get started, now, to try to keep order here, there's four of us, so I'm going to have to say you, when I call on you, it's like being in, like, second grade. When I call on you, you can speak when I call your name. So, Eddie, you're the first one up. Raise your hand. I have a question. Are you an actual trained chef? Are you a trained chef? You are, right?
I'm from Hoboken.
Right. And that means?
And that means I know a little bit about everything and nothing about nothing.
There you go.
There it is. You got your answer, man.
Actually, it's hard to say, but I've been a chef for 40 years.
There you go. See? I knew it.
And I was a professor at the French Culinary Institute in New York City. And a troubleshooter at the Jacob Javits Center. I used to cook for like 10,000 people in a day.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, I can curse in 10 languages.
Hey, do you speak Chinese or Russian? Because since we have such a big following in those two countries, do you speak Chinese or Russian?
Jawohl.
Stoic night.
And then we have Marie Paisano. Marie, welcome back to the show. I can't believe, actually, that you came back on the show after our last show, but welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it was going to scratch my head for a second.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it was
All
fun
right.
last time.
It was a lot of fun last time, but you know what?
She's a glutton for punishment.
You're into so many things. I don't even know where to start. All right, let's start, first of all, since we have Hoboken Eddie here, we're going to backtrack here and let you start from where you are now and work backwards. But you just came out with a new sauce called From Barefoot to Stilettos. So I can't say the word. Stilettos. And Mr. Hoboken Eddie had something to do with that. So you, I don't know, who wants to tell me about the sauce? How good is your sauce, Marie?
Well, you'll have to ask Eddie. But, honestly, it is fabulous. It's hot. It's sexy. And it's chocolate.
It's got chocolate in it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm raising my hand here.
Right, give him the stick.
It's a raspberry pear sauce with chocolate habaneros.
Nice.
It's a sweet heat. Just like you, Frankie.
Sweet heat.
Yeah.
Nice. So is it like a mole sauce? Is that how you say it?
No, it's
mole,
not a mole.
Sauce?
It's more like a Kir Royale with habaneros in it. It's like when you get sick and you drink a shot of like blackberry brandy. Usually, like,
yeah.
Takes over your body like that. Like, you get that sweet first, and then the heat creeps up on you. But it's not obnoxious heat. It's just enough to say, yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
So,
I'm talking about John.
So Marie, I guess the first question is, what made you decide to come out with this chocolate habanero sauce and work with a guy like Eddie?
It's a raspberry sauce with chocolate habaneros in there. Don't you get it here? It's not raspberry sauce. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Well, the name alone, Hoboken Eddie, had me at hello, you know.
Yeah.
And Marie had me at yes.
Finding
my yes.
Yeah. Him and I met a couple of years on Facebook wasn't it? Yeah, it was on Facebook a couple of years ago, and we just, I mean, I don't know. It was just one of those, you know, ideas that came up, and I wanted to find my yes. I wanted to co-brand, and I mean, my book, From Barefoot to Stilettos, It's Not for Sissies. I mean, that was perfect. Hoboken Eddie's hot sauce. It's not for sissies. I mean, it's not, you know, it's hot sauce. So it would just seem like a perfect blend to come together, and especially now, you know, where I have a lot of things that could bring attention to, and, you know, product placement into movies and all that. And I just, you know, it turned out to be a good win-win. And Eddie just came down here to Memphis, Tennessee. We did an event, a networking event for women. And I think Memphis, you know, it definitely, Memphis is got its own hot sauce and stuff like that, but this hot sauce should be stomping ground, you know.
I have a real quick question. So you said a networking event for women. How do I get hooked up on something like that?
Well, come on down to Memphis.
I might suggest a sex change, Frank.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
no,
if you go to Target, you can pick your bathroom, you know.
No, I'm there for the women, Eddie. I'm just curious. I figured you got involved in it somehow, and when she said women, that must have had something to do with it. But, all right, so you guys hooked up on, well, you didn't hook up. You got together on Facebook, or maybe you did hook up. You got together on Facebook, and then you decided to co-brand your own sauce. And Eddie was the man to do it. And by the way, he does have some excellent sauces. I've had probably 8 or 10 of different ones. And yeah, you picked a good guy to do a sauce for you. So what are you going to do with the sauce? Where is it now? Is it being sold in any stores, or are you just launching it right now?
We're launching it right now, and got it here. And it looks like there's a restaurant, one of the chains of Russo's New York Pizzeria, we're talking about having him come back. They created a From Barefoot to Stilettos pizza, the one in Germantown. And, you know, it's just going to, you know, unfold from there. But we're talking to a couple stores. I don't know. He's made how many, maybe 100 bottles to start off with. And we're going to see how it goes, you know.
That's okay, I'm raising my hand again. I'm raising my hand.
yes, Eddie.
Okay, I just did, after from Memphis, I drove up to Cincinnati and did a party, fed 600 people at Jungle Jim's, and I featured it there with a smoked turkey quesadilla. It was excellent.
Cool.
Awesome.
And then we're working on some recipes right now, and putting some recipes together right now. I made the other day for the restaurant, I mixed it with bacon and made a Barefoot to Stilettos bacon jam, and then served it over smoked pork shoulder. It was excellent.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Sounds pretty cool. Now,
well, don't you guys,
Marie,
like bacon? Isn't that Frank?
I was getting ready to say, I mean, you spoke the magic word, bacon. When he said bacon, he had me at bacon.
yeah, I know
you're talking everything.
So, Marie, what I'm going to do here is while Eddie is here with us, I'm going to let him plug his I don't even know what he's doing. I haven't talked to you in ages, Eddie. So what exactly are you doing now? So you got your own restaurant, and where is this restaurant?
I have a restaurant in Madison, Indiana. It's barbecue and home-style cooking. I have no menu, and I make whatever I want. And I tell everyone what they're eating.
Like,
if you don't like it, get out.
So some guy came in the other day, and he goes, what's on the menu? I said, sit down.
That's awesome.
What's on the menu tonight? Don't start with me. Go sit down. I'll feed you in a minute.
Go sit down.
So what's the name of the restaurant?
Hoboken
Eddie's. Hoboken Eddie's Homestyle Cooking and Barbecue. But my Facebook page is Hoboken Eddie's Soup Sergeant.
Okay.
So you can see a lot of the sandwiches I make on there. I don't make, you know, $5 sandwiches. My sandwiches are big. So you get what you pay for. You get the big fat sandwich when you come in here. You know, and a lot of people eat on it for 2 or 3 days.
Nice.
All right. And then you're still doing your sauces. Are they still being – where are you making those? Are you making them down there, or are you making them up in Jersey? Where are they being made?
No, my factory is about 500 feet down the road.
Oh, okay. Right where you are.
So I'm open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then I make sauces and do caterings Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday I do my shopping.
So you're bored all the time.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do. Now, if people want to find out more about you and all your products and your restaurant, they can go to, I guess, the HobokenEddies.com.
Yes, that's my, you know, my mail orders. For the mail orders, all the bottle, you know, it describes all the sauces and has pictures of all the sauces on my page, HobokenEddies.com. And if they want to come to the restaurant, it's Hoboken Eddie's Soup Sergeant is my Facebook page.
All right. And we've actually got a link here on the radio page here. All you got to do is click and go, and it'll take you right to Hoboken Eddie's website. So now you sit down and be quiet for a minute, Eddie. I'm going to talk to Marie. So, Marie, you decided to come out with your sauces, and it's all tied to, cross merchandising and pride labeling, some of the other projects that you're doing. So I'm gonna turn the floor over to you for about 5 minutes and tell everybody what you're actually doing. Because last time you were here, you had published a book and you were working on a movie, and you had like 14 other projects in the works. So you want to tell everybody what you're up to now?
Well, I'm developing a slate of films, actually. One of my films that I did complete, a documentary called Shannon Street, Echoes Under a Blood Red Moon. That is in selected theaters across the country right now. It actually opens again in Melco Theaters in Memphis and then makes its way to Washington, New York, and L.A., which is nice, but what it's about is a true story that happened in Memphis on January 11th, 1983. Two white officers showed up at Lindbergh Sanders' home, and little did they know there was 14 African-American men. They were smoking wine and, listen to me, smoking pot and drinking
wine. I was going to ask you, how do you do it? That sounds really cool.
Smoking wine. That's a new thing.
Wow.
But,
we're smoking wine and drinking meat. Come on in.
Yes. But at the end of the day, it was a 30-hour hostage siege and one white officer beaten to death and seven black suspects dead. And it's a story that echoes still throughout Memphis, but actually the similarities are happening across our country. And so I tell, you know, the documentary, and then I'm asking, you know, viewers to come have a positive discussion for change. How do we keep police and community safe? I'm in development of the full feature film. Morgan Freeman, who is one of my dear friends and mentors, his son Alfonso narrates this documentary. And so from there, there was another documentary I did that is actually releasing this month. Both these, all of my films you can get on DVD and digital on Amazon. Finding Your Yes with Mind, Body, and Soul, that is released. I did that with Jack Canfield, who did all the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And now doing a movie called Purple Church. And Purple Church is about this is a full feature film. It's about Brother Jimmy. He's a Baptist preacher. His wife dies. Long story short, he goes through a down spiral, and he questions God and starts questioning, you know, saying, I spent my whole life devoted to you, and you took, you know, away my wife. And he meets this girl named Ashley White, who is abused by a stepfather, and she becomes a stripper, and these two worlds collide. It's about redemption and about choices, and it's what you're seeing in the world anyway today. We have a preacher here, you know, with these Me Too stories and all that that's happening. A lot of my films and a lot of things that I do bring out, they are controversial, but I bring out truth, and we always give back or bring out, to a certain cause. So, you know, basically, you know, I'm taking these stilettos in the movie industry and knocking down some doors with some of these movies.
So I can see, based on your synopsis of the movies, you're into romantic comedies. That's a joke. I'm sorry.
But
yes. So, all right. So let's backtrack a little bit on each one of these projects. Tell me more about finding your yes, because I've seen a lot of that posted on Facebook. Hoboken said, you said yes, when it came to making the sauce. What is finding your yes? Tell our listeners what finding your yes is.
Well, my book, From Barefoot to Stilettos, talks about my life from entering this world barefoot, like we all do, and then throughout life you stumble and fall. We all do, you know, and it's about kind of like like a Rocky Balboa kind of thing. No matter how many times life hits you, you can stand up and go find your yes, you know, rise tall. And finding your yes is going to be different for me than it is for you, but each of us have our yes. And we should all find it. So it's about empowerment. It's about no matter what, go find your yes. You know, you can find it every day, you know, instead of, you only got one life. You know, you better find your yes now. If not now, when? You know? So that's what finding your yes is about. And with Eddie, you know, for example, you know, finding my yes with him, you know, it's having a dream and wanting, you know, thinking about how to make it happen. And it's like, you got sticks, I got a match, together we're going to make a fire. And when, you know, when you come together as a team, you find a yes as well. Makes sense?
Cool. Yes, it makes sense.
Okay, I'm raising my hand.
Yes, Eddie.
Yes. Oh God, yes. You know, in simple terms, in layman's terms, you know, from the meeting we had down in Memphis, you know, and you know, extending on what Marie said is finding your yes. It's about, you know, you're in a bind. You're in a bind. You call someone, and they're I don't know, or no, okay, and you keep pushing till you find your yes. You know, you keep pushing, and that's what I love about Marie. She doesn't take no for an answer. You know, this is what she's going to do, and she's focused on it, and she's going to get her yes. You know, so it's about not giving up. It's about pushing on and pushing forward. So, you know, finding your yes is, it works for me. Finding your yes till it works for you. That's what it is.
Yeah, cool. So if I come to you, you just better give me a yes, because I'm, you know, I will keep just kicking down every door with my stilettos until I get it.
Nice.
And by the way, just going to tell you, I've been on a lot of
trips. I want a yes, and oh yes.
I've been on a lot of dating sites, Marie, and I'm finding a lot of no's.
Well, Frank, yeah, you got
don't
a trend going. You got to keep it running.
Yeah,
you're finding a lot of no-nos, Frank. A lot of no-nos. Oh, no.
Well, no, no, Frankenstein of the duct tape gets a lot of
yes. All right.
Poor Frank couldn't get a date in an all-girls prison with a pocket full of pardons.
Yeah, you know what? Tied a pork chop around his neck to make the dog play with him.
All right, so back to finding our yes, Marie. So is this a video series? Is it a movie or is it a book? If they want to find out more about finding their yes, what do they need to do?
Well, you could go to FromBarefootToStilettos.com. I have my first book. The second book is coming out. It's From Barefoot to Stilettos, Finding My Yes is the second one. The first one
was Sissies.
So it's part of the series. And then, you know, what is cool that a couple of Marvel comic illustrators and DC illustrators they came together and created Stiletto, the Powerhouse Baroness, which it was inspired by my story. And she is a comic strip, a comic book, and about to be a movie. A guy in New York, a writer, successful producer, partnered with me and wants to do the movie, too. So there is all that in the works with that whole brand, and I trademarked, you know, From Barefoot to Stilettos. And from there, there's jewelry, there's an actual stilettos. Now in the UK, a famous designer, which I'll get to announce soon, is making a From Barefoot to Stiletto dress and collection ready to wear. And so really it's about, you know, branding and helping others, you know, who have come together with me, bringing them along with me and getting attention and helping their businesses too. And, that's the way we should all be working together, you know, these big corporations. I mean, how long, you know, I don't know how they're going to survive. I don't know what, you know, but it's going to take us little people coming together to make something big. And I think that's the spirit of everything, you know, finding our yes, you know, in many different ways.
All I can say is, do you ever sleep?
Yes. Well, like Bon Jovi says, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
There you go. Speaking of which,
have you worn my shirt?
And Frank Sinatra, you know, you got Hoboken Eddie over there. You know, Frankie never went to sleep. He did it his way.
That's true. That is true. All right, so folks, if you want to find out more about all these projects, and by the way, I saw your shoes. I think they were your shoes. There was a photograph on Facebook where you were at a talk show and you had on these fancy, sparkly stilettos. Is that the new shoe? Is that part of the new shoe line that's coming out?
Yeah, those are the From Barefoot to Stiletto shoes by I Adore Shoes and More. They're a company, they just started in Mississippi, and a very creative designer, very honest. And what the cool thing about it is all these people that I'm partnering with are just good souls and, you know, just wanting to, you know, they speak my language, you know, just everybody's been knocked down at one point or another, and now, you know, it's good to have a team, you know, come together and help each other, you know.
That's pretty cool. If people want to find out more, you can go to FromBarefootToStilettos.com. There is a link on our website here. You just click and go, and you can see more about all her different projects, her movies. When is this Purple Church movie supposed to come out? You said you're in the process of making that.
Well, we're in development now, and we have to Billy McAdams Jr., who got his start being Matt Damon's double. He started working with him, him and Ben Affleck with Good Will Hunting, and he He's an actor. He loves to write and direct now. You got that bug working with them to do it more behind the scenes. And now he's working with Michael Douglas. And as soon as he's done with that project, he is going to help rewrite the script through Purple Church. And then it looks like we'll probably go into production, filming it in September and to be released next year.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If you
We're
going to
film that
need
in Clarksdale.
Where?
In Clarksdale, Mississippi, and a little bit of Memphis. And you never know. You might see on the table in one of the scenes, Hoboken Eddie's from Barefoot to Stiletto High.
You might. You just might, because you. I know you know somebody that might make that happen, huh?
Just might. Yep.
Hey, you know that. You know that. I'm raising my hand. Yeah. Wait a minute. Before I call on you, Eddie. You do know Marie. The old saying: it ain't what you know, it ain't who you know, it's who know you. So, I think you've got that figured out. Yes, Eddie.
You know
you
I have a face
floor,
for radio.
Buddy.
You know I have a face for radio.
Yes, you do have a face for radio.
And I want Dilly to know, John, no rabbits
yep.
were harmed in the making of those stilettos.
That's I thank you for that. Nobody screws with
right,
my bunnies.
Do you guys want to hang around? I'm gonna give you the option because we're gonna do our food news. This has become a regular on our show that we bring in food news for the past week, and it seems to be something everybody gets that likes. Even the people in Russia and China like our food news. But would you
like
to
my
stick
rant.
Around? Would you like to stick around for our food news, or do you need to go?
Hey, I just want to emphasize one thing there, Frankie.
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Be frank. Frank.
I'm just saying
Let's
yes. I found my yes. I found my
Can you hear me now?
What?
Well, listen, the Hoboken Eddie's from Barefoot to Stiletto Sauce, it's not for sissies, all right?
Yes.
We joined forces to create a hot sauce that gives back to empowering others. Right? So
okay.
It's about, you know, it's about everyone getting everyone's back. You know, that's what the problem in this country is, everyone is so divided. Everything is about right and left instead of right and wrong. So with what Marie's working on, that's imperative to establish that we're all in this together.
Sounds good.
Yes,
are you done, Eddie?
All right, I'm done.
Oh, you sound like you hurt his feelings, damn it. Oh, my God.
Do you guys want to stay on while we do our food news and add commentary, or do you need to go?
I'm here, Bubba.
Well, I'd like to go watch the Oscars, actually.
No, you're not watching the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I gotta go watch Joe Beho do a rant. Oh God! Oh.
It's my industry. I gotta see what they're whining about right now.
All right, go smoke some wine. Hey, go smoke some wine.
Oh, yeah, go drink some meat.
Oscars.
Smoke some wine. That's right. Yep.
Smoke some
right,
wine.
Well,
Yes.
Everybody, check out from barefoot2stilettos.com and also hobokeneddies.com. Check out the new sauces. Check out all her projects. I'm kind of excited to see these movies that may come out. And make sure you find your yes. We're going to take a break. Thank you, guys. Eddie, you can hang around and add some commentary. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bye, Bubba.
We'll be right back.
get smart with food news, with Korean Ideas Radio, and welcome back. And, hey, Eddie, you're still with us, right?
Yes, I'm smoking some wine.
Yes, I'm drinking meat.
You know, we ought to figure that out. There maybe there's a way to do that. Can you freeze dry wine somehow and then turn it into some kind of cigarette?
Smoke. No, but one time I had so much saffron, and I was like, oh, my God, well, I'm going to do this. And I tried smoking it, and it just didn't cut it.
It didn't cut it. All right. Here's how this works, Eddie. What we do is we read, I guess you call them current events and food news for the week. And you're welcome
right.
to add commentary and say anything you like. Now, I will warn you that John likes to rant, and he goes off on tangents, so we could be here for a while. But we've only got 12 stories today. So to start off our first story, it's a political story.
Oh, God.
Hershey,
you're not doing this
your
to me.
Your Hershey Kisses, hey, your Hershey Kisses and your Lifesavers and your canned food are going to go up. You know why? Because President Trump plans to impose a tariff of 10% on aluminum and 25% on steel to protect the domestic industry. The tariffs are expected to be made official next week. Any comments, gentlemen?
He's going to raise the price of foil so that it's okay, which and then I guess foil is aluminum, so that means all the soda and everything else would be taxed too, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Soda, Hershey Kisses, Lifesaver, everything wrapped in foil.
Drink bottled beer.
Drink bottled beer. Yes, John, you're quiet. John, you got nothing to say?
Nope.
Whatever happened to the millions of dollars of equipment that we left in Iraq and Iran? Isn't that steel? You know? So you're putting a tariff on tin and aluminum and everything else. What about the war machine? Are we taxed on every piece of military equipment we make too?
I suppose it's way anything is imported from another country. It's a tariff on stuff coming into the country from especially China. You know, one of our big listeners. The Chinese. Are going
well,
to be
hit
with the tariff.
I mean, the whole freaking thing. It's like we do get the United States has gotten screwed for decades about this. I mean, people charge us tariffs. We don't charge them anything, or a fraction of what they go with what they charge us, a fraction. And the stuff we're getting, like the steel from China, and so like, it is not high grade stuff. All of it. Some is, yeah.
True.
A lot of it's not. And a lot, you know, oh my God, what was that? A few years back, the drywall coming from China was full of freaking stupid chemicals that'll kill you. That's good. That's good. But hey, that's okay. Well, we didn't charge tariffs for it. It's just dumb.
All right, story number two. All right, Kohl's. You know, KOHL apostrophe S. That's the department store. I think they sell women's clothing, don't they? Well, what does Kohl's do? I don't freaking know. Does anybody know what Kohl's does?
Are you sure you wouldn't know?
I don't know. Kohl's, anyway, they are partnering with Aldi supermarkets, and they're going to test selling groceries in up to 10 of their stores. The partnership should improve Kohl's traffic without forcing the company to develop a grocery business, while helping Aldi build brand recognition as it expands its business. So I think Kohl's is a woman. Isn't that a woman's store? Like when I say woman's store, fashion store.
Kohl's would be like a Target or something like that. You know,
is that what they're like?
Now Aldi's is a great store.
I like Aldi's, but I can't understand why Aldi's is hooking up with Kohl's.
Because they paid them a lot of money.
Footprint, and expand their name and grocery line as it is. You know, get more territory. There are all these is a European company, right?
Yeah.
Where are they from originally? I forget.
I don't know. I think they're from Europe.
We don't have them around here. I don't think.
I'll look it up. Aldi, A-L-D-I. Where are they from? If any of our listeners are out there and know anything about this shit, you can call in 714-242-5272. Let's see. Aldi is a common brand name. Blah, 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 blah. They're over in Europe somewhere. They're headquartered. Oh, they're headquartered in Germany.
Yeah, it's a German company, right?
Yeah, it's a German company.
But they save money again, like so you don't have paper, you don't have plastic bags and stuff like that. So they're, you know, I would say humanity friendly as well, and they offer good prices and they buy bulk and then you know, offer it to the consumers at a better rate.
Okay. John, you got anything to say? You are really quiet, dude.
No, I don't know. I don't have an Aldi's around. I don't even know what the frick it is.
All right, now here's one that you're all going to like. The Salvation Army. Everybody knows what the Salvation Army is, right? Well, they're opening their first grocery store. It's called DMG Food in Baltimore, Maryland. The 7,000-square-foot nonprofit store will carry name and store brands, fresh and frozen vegetables, and will have a deli counter, a live butcher, which is better than a dead butcher.
I was going to say dead butcher. Got to have him.
And household items. So there you go. Salvation Army is now getting in the grocery business. They should hook up with Kohl's, you know. Salvation Army and Kohl's should get together and start a supermarket.
Oh, maybe a barbecue meat. It's the Salvation Army.
Put a nickel in the drum, save another drunken bum. Salvation Army, Salvation Army. Put a nickel in the drum, save another drunken bum. I think that's great that they're opening up more youth, Frankie.
He's here all night,
all right. All right. Story number four. Did you know, this is a health story, did you know that fish consumption may help reduce the risk of developing multiple sclerosis, according to a study funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Neurological Disorders and Strokes. Researchers found participants who ate fish at least once a week had a 45% lower risk of multiple sclerosis than those who ate fish less than once a month.
Maybe it's all that BP oil.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it lubes you from the inside.
Well, you know, I hate to laugh at these studies, but if you think about the logic behind this, how do they come up with this conclusion? If you eat,
how do you get 45% of people? How do you get to 45%? What 45? How do you get that?
That's the part I never understand. It's how they come up with that number, because how do they know? I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of scientific background here, but.
Not necessarily.
Okay, everybody on the left, you eat fish. Everybody on the right, you eat chicken. Okay, what do we got here? We got a 50-50 draw. Nobody got multiple sclerosis. Okay, we're winning.
Hey, look at that.
There you go.
50% chance of being better.
I'll tell you what, Luca Brasi didn't do too good eating the fish.
It's a fugazi.
Luca sleeps in the fridges, and look, he died of other causes, you know?
All right, story number five. Pizza Hut has become the NFL official sponsor because good old Papa John's took a hike.
Bowed out.
Sponsorship.
Yep.
Huh? The sponsorship will include local and exclusive deals. Say what?
No, yeah, Papa John's. Good night. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know why?
Pizza Hut's no much better.
You do know why they backed out, don't you? You know the story behind why Papa John's left the NFL, right?
Because he couldn't figure out which bathroom to use.
Well, that was part of it, but yeah, what I understand is their pizza sales started dropping after the football players started taking a knee during the national anthem. and one of their – I think their CEO came on and said the reason for their pizza sales dropping is because of that happening. People are not watching football as much. So that's the, so they backed down and said their sales were hurt. And I guess then old Pizza Hut has stepped up to the plate and said, okay, Papa John's, move out of the way. We're now the new sponsor.
I'll tell you, who's been doing a good job with the pizza over the past couple of years. Domino's has made a good comeback.
Yes, they have. They've made a big comeback.
They have, yep.
And
I mean,
what,
Pizza Hut sucks too, though.
But hey,
does
it really matter what your product tastes like if you're sponsoring the NFL? I don't think it really matters, does it? They're making money somehow.
I'll tell you what. I just built a smoker last week over the past couple of months, and it's out of the do of baked smoked pizza, like a focaccia.
That's different.
That's good. That is different.
I got I built like a big stainless steel pie rack that rolls into, let's say, a big, like, looks like a big safe. Locks down, and I got a salvaged wood stove from the scrapyard and piped it in, and I get my oven up to like 400 degrees.
Huh.
And it's all
wood fired. Are you doing that in your restaurant?
But you don't know which day you're going to serve it.
My time?
But you don't know which day you're going to serve it.
No, it's gonna be pizza night.
There you go.
Pizza night at Humble Patty.
By the way, just as a side note, when it comes to Domino's Pizza, if you had bought Domino's Pizza just 9 years ago, their stock, you could have bought it for $2.50 9 years ago. Do you know what Domino's Pizza stock is selling for as of this past Friday?
You're going to tell me?
$223 a share. So if you bought it 9 years ago at $2.50, you would be a rich man.
Wow.
Yep.
That beats the hell out of Bitcoin.
Unfortunately, 10 years ago and now to this day, I still don't have $2 to my name.
Stay here. All right, story number six, Weight Watchers. Oh, here we go. Weight Watchers plans to provide more natural products, working to remove artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, and preservatives. Now, this is my favorite line of the story. The company is looking to move beyond its diet system assignment point values to food and will continue to evaluate its business strategy over the course of 2018. What that means is fat people are not going by their plan anymore. So they're reevaluating their whole system.
I got a case of the vapors.
We don't say fat people anymore. We say vertically challenged.
That's
yeah,
right.
You got that right. Weight Watchers intends to expand its digital offering.
What do you mean, bell curve? I am the bell curve.
But this is the other great part. They're going to offer more in Latin America and Asia, but they're ceasing on-the-ground operations in Mexico. They're not going to be doing
you say ceasing on what?
Anymore.
What?
Ceasing on the ground operations in Mexico.
You have to take the diet underground.
That's
come
right. Go underground. You go now. You go do it underground. Head to the dump.
Get to the Weight Watchers. Get to the Weight Watchers.
You stop eating now.
No food color.
All right, story number seven. The vegetarian diet and the Mediterranean diet offer similar heart health benefits, according to a study in Circulation Magazine. I like that. Circulation Magazine. Research
has
found... What's your circulation in Circulation Magazine? Researchers found... The vegetarian diet was better at reducing LDL cholesterol, while the Mediterranean diet led to larger declines in triglycerides as both outcomes reduce the risk for cardiovascular disease by similar amounts. So, guys, let me ask you, are you now going to, because of these findings in Circulation magazine, are you now going to switch to a vegetarian diet or a Mediterranean diet? John?
I will start eating vegetarians.
Eddie?
Yeah, I love animals too much to eat their food.
Right. My food eats your food,
right,
pal.
Well, then, you're risking your heart. Me too. All right. Here we go.
It's a catch-22, because you know what it is? My heart can't take much more. I mean, I see those poor, helpless heads of lettuce out in the field, and you know what? I see them getting their heads ripped up by the roots, and I could hear their screams. You know, plants have feelings.
They do.
I know they do. I just read an article that they say that Brussels sprouts actually have a memory, that they can remember
things. Wow.
Yeah, it's called gas.
Exactly. It repeats.
All right, story number eight. Starbucks is opening its first reserve roastery in Seattle, Washington. The location will feature new menu items, food from Princey Bakery, and alcoholic drinks. The company will open 1,000 reserve roasteries and install reserve bars at 20% of their standard location. I can't.
Okay, so let's see. If you want the Pabst Blue Ribbon, it'll be $25. If you want the Budweiser, it'll be $27.50.
I'll have the chocolate mocha latte with the Bailey's Irish cream, please.
Reload.
Can I get that with
Kahlua? I've heard people, I
hate coffee for one. I can't stand the taste of it. But I've been in Starbucks for whatever reason. I've been in them. I hear people ordering. They have their own freaking language. What the hell's wrong with people? Give me a large with milk and just give me a regular. What happened to regular? No, I gotta go make the cow scream while it's curdling its own milk and make it make a lot of noise going into the freaking thing so it sounds like something important's happening. It's stupid. Yeah, exactly. Notice me, I'm getting a coffee that makes a bunch of noise so it's special. Shut up. So freaking annoying. Oh my god. Give me a venti. Here's a bullet in the head. You're vented.
Well, now you can go in and get a venti beer or a venti wine, and it's, like you said, it's going to cost you $25 a glass. But
will they be carrying the smoked wine?
Smoked wine.
And pureed meat so you can drink it.
Show. All right. Speaking of Starbucks, this is story. Now, this is the part. How often... I don't go to Starbucks. John, you don't either, do you, right?
No, I hate the place.
All right. Do you, Eddie, do you ever go on a Starbucks?
Never. I make my own coffee.
All right, well, this is what blew me away. It's Starbucks is going to remove 200 items sold in their front counter. Did they have that many freaking items in their front counter now?
Well, I guess they didn't sell.
Hey, coffee. That's one. Coffee with sugar, that's two. Coffee with sugar and milk, that's three.
Yeah. I smiled at your coffee, that's four. I spelled your name freaking wrong, that's five.
200 different items they're taking away from the front counter, eliminating 30% of their merchandise the company sells. The move is part of a simplification effort expected to increase the company's focus and reduce operational complexity.
What's a bunch of bullshit?
because you know how hard it is to train an employee to know how to make 200 different coffees? You know? Like I was telling you here, I have no menu. Okay, if you come in and you got to read a menu, you have too many choices. This is what you're getting. No choice.
Right.
Okay, you're good. You know?
Why do I want to talk to the monkey when I can talk to the organ grinder, you know?
True. All right, story number 10. 4 in 10 Americans are willing to eat lab-grown meat. Vegans are most likely to do so, according to research from Ingredient Communication. Six in ten vegan consumers would consume cultured meat, followed by five in ten vegetarians. Hey, it's happening. I told you this 2 weeks ago. They're making this shit in laboratories now, and they're making it in petri dishes, and they're trying to eliminate killing cows and pigs. They're gonna make this shit in a laboratory.
Well, no, wait. It'll cut down on cow farts. So it'll leave the atmosphere in place because no one has many cows are farting.
Okay, but I mean, history has already taught us that Liberace died from some bad meat made in the can.
Right, that's botulism. Yeah.
John, that joke came right over your head, didn't it?
No, I got that.
Okay.
That's why I said it was botulism, bad meat in the can, baby.
Okay, so it's coming. I told you this, it's coming. It's in the laboratory now. So 4 in 10 Americans are willing to eat lab-grown meat.
Oh, could you imagine? They could do the Rob Reiner version. They got chia pet. This could be chia head. Meat head. You grow your own meat on a head. This could be awesome.
It could be.
Look, honey. Look at that. Oh, honey. Look at that petri dish over there. Let's try that. Let's try it.
It's sentient now. Let's try it.
John, I like your idea. We should get Marie back on here because maybe she might want to have a barefoot two stilettos meathead.
Hey, John, maybe we could collaborate on a meat rub.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, dude, this kid gets really sick. Oh, man.
All right, story number 11. Are you ready?
That's so freaking nasty, growing meat. Ugh.
Researchers believe that blood tests could be used to determine healthy diets on individuals. Scientists at A&M University found that your genes influence how much you gain weight. They found out it might...
Right, if they're tight, you ate too much. If they're loose, you got to eat more.
No, G-E-N-E-S, your genes.
Oh, he didn't specify. I need to know. We're talking Levi's, we're talking Lardass.
They found out how mice responded to certain diets with different mice gaining or losing weight when fed the same...
Mice are wearing jeans now. This is great.
So it has nothing to do with the food...
Are they made in China?
They're made in China. Yeah, they fit all different sized mice.
Well, last week we learned
that...
Because
they're bell bottoms, you know. It's good.
2 weeks ago, Eddie, we found out if you don't smell your food, you won't gain any weight. They found out when mice can't smell, they don't gain any weight. So it's all about...
Yeah, it's not. They chopped off their fucking noses. It was disgusting.
It's all about smelling in your jeans.
We just got a little bit of Fremunda in it.
Anyway, the researchers have hoped to determine which genes cause each response, then use similar technology to develop diets for humans based on their genes.
Yeah, don't bother.
Frank, if you can get me the address, I'll go ahead and donate my genes. I'm sure there's a few specimens in there I can go over.
Yeah, absolutely. You can carbon date these things.
All right. Story number 12. People, now listen, John, you ready?
Oh, no.
People who eat slowly are less likely to become obese or develop...
Of course they would.
...an eating disorder or clusters of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. According to a preliminary research presented at the American Heart Association, a premier global exchange of the latest advances in cardiovascular science has researchers in clinics finding out that if you eat slowly, you won't become obese.
Imagine that. Okay, you ate one bag of chips, I ate four bag of chips. Who gained more weight?
No. No, it has nothing to do with the amount.
In the same time.
You eat it. No.
I ate one bag of chips in half an hour. I ate four bags of chips in a half an hour. The guy with one bag, he didn't get fat.
No, I think what it means, if someone sits a big pound cake in front of you, if you eat it very, very slowly, you ate the whole damn thing over a period of like 5 or 6 hours.
About a week, yeah, you're right. If you ate it over a period of a week, you would lose weight. Yes. If you ate it in one sitting in 5 minutes, you gain weight. Yes.
Right. Yes.
And they paid for this shit.
Yeah, they paid for this shit. They probably paid a ton for this shit. Anyway, that's only 12
stories.
Yeah,
pay more than a pound cake.
That's only 12 stories we have tonight. So.
Well, studies are all great, but they've got to be revisited once medical marijuana is legalized across the country.
Amen.
I like that one Girl Scout who tried to bust her for selling the Girl Scout cookies out front of one of the pot houses. I thought that was freaking genius. She made a mint. She made a freaking mint. Yeah, that's smart. That's good advertising.
She actually made a thin mint, didn't she?
What?
A thin mint. Didn't she make a thin mint? Never mind. Isn't that what the cookies, Girl Scout cookies, are called? Thin mints?
Well, there's more than one.
I know.
They all got Monsanto in them.
All right, Eddie.
It's a secret ingredient, Monsanto. Nobody knows what the freak's in it.
Eddie,
nothing says Girl Scout cookies like Agent Orange.
I'll tell you what.
Eddie, if people want to come see you, where are you located again in your restaurant that has no menu?
I am located in Madison, Indiana. I am an hour south of Cincinnati. I'm an hour east of Louisville, Kentucky.
And it's called what again?
Hoboken Eddie's Homestyle Cooking and Barbecue.
Hoboken Eddie's Homestyle Cooking and Barbecue, where there's no menu and you eat whatever
you
get.
You like my place, Frank.
I know. I'm gonna check it out. I'm right now. I'm gonna actually get
welcome
there.
Welcome to Hoboken Eddie's. You eat what I put in front of you, I kill you.
That's right. and you're open. How many days a week are you open, Eddie?
4 days: Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All right. Check out Hoboken Eddie's restaurant if you're ever out that way. John, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes, 25% off all of our shit till tomorrow night at midnight. Hey!
Hey!
Are you also doing the food show in New York, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
All right, so, you know, let everybody know that you're doing the
show. Oh, yeah, no, I think I do. Yeah, announce it a little bit closer. Yes, yeah, so it's April 21st and 22nd. It's on right on Franklin Avenue, nychotsauceexpo.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing the Wingening Death Match there. It's going to be funny as hell. Dilly dilly. It's just come on down. It's a load of fun. Tickets available online. Just go get them at nychotsauceexpo.com. We'll be there for, I think it's the fifth or sixth year. And they've been doing it. The attendance is crazy. It gets bigger every year.
Yeah, it's a good time. Aside from the people, it's a great camaraderie of all the hot sauce guys. You know.
It is. And actually, Frank may be coming to visit us at that show.
Yes, I'm actually going this year. I got to get my ticket lined up. April 21st, April 22nd at the New York City Hot Sauce Expo. And I'm done, too. So this is where I turn it over to you, John, and do your thing.
All right, guys. Hello, China. Hello, Russian. We are in collaboration. Until next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we shall talk to everybody again. Same bat time, same bat channel. We out of here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us,
Frank.
Getting ready to rain. Yeah. getting ready to rain. There's a cloud of tears hovering over us. There's a storm in here waiting to begin, getting ready to rain. There's a crack in the levee and the river's getting ready to rise. The sound of thunder rolling in a southern sky. I should have seen it as a warning when I saw the lightning flash. And your touch grew cold as the wind blew fast, getting ready to rain. Getting ready to rain.